Commentator Frank Shorter won the Olympic gold medal for marathon running in 1972 and the silver in 1976. His wins are widely credited with inspiring a generation of Americans to take up running. When Frank Shorter began to run, he was on his own.
Even then, I loved the feeling of moving across the ground, resisting the temptation to look back, and feeling my pursuers falling farther and farther behind as I outlast them. I'd read in the ski magazines that my idols, the French national ski team, ran in the off-season to stay in shape, at that time a novel concept. As I ran, I thought of myself in future Olympic Games winning like Guy Perriat or Jean-Claude Killy or even Christine or Mario Goichel. It was an era when black tie shoes were all boys could wear to school. Not even loafers were allowed, and definitely no sneakers. Running shoes hadn't been invented by Madison Avenue yet. Somehow, I persuaded the school principal to let me wear a pair of low-cut sneakers all day because I was an athlete in training. When I was 15, I found that the Boston Marathon is not the oldest continuously run race in America. This honor is held quietly in trust by the Bemis Forsland Pie Race at my old prep school, Northfield Mount Hermon, located in western Massachusetts. It's been run a few days before Thanksgiving break ever since 1891. You race 4.33 miles in under 33 minutes and get a whole pie. I hadn't yet run an organized race, but I was hungry and homesick, and one of my roommates had said I couldn't possibly run that far. I loved it. I just kept passing people as we meandered through the woods, and by the time we returned to the campus roads, I was right up there with the varsity cross-country team. I finished and got my first taste of what is now known as the runner's high. It was the first time I achieved something so immensely, personally satisfying by setting a reasonable goal. In this case, proving my roommate wrong. I put aside the fear of failure, gave it my best shot, and then exceeded my own very private, personal expectation. I knew at that moment I was a runner. It's many years later now, and I'm still out running every day, letting my mind go where it wants as I head for the Pluto Zone on the playground. One thing has never changed. I have always simply enjoyed the feeling of putting one foot down in front of the other and flowing across the ground. Everything else has always followed.
Commentator Frank Shorter lives in Boulder, Colorado.